Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 53 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did one whole year because it was week 52, episode 52, and it was kind of a wrap up of the funnies from the year. I might do another wrap up one with more deep and meaningful stuff, but that was all the kind of pee in your pants stuff. So this week I was going to do hole in the hand, but it sounded a bit Jesus-y, so it's called botanical hole instead. And the reason I was going to call it hole in the hand is because we all have craters in our hands from antiseptic, sanitizer, etc. And I have found a woman who's going to save us. She is a natural botanical perfumer, Niamh O'Connell from Kildare, and her company is esmeraldabotanicals.com. Instagram, she's Esmeralda Botanicals, and botanicals are like medicinal preparation or a similar substance that's obtained from a plant. So basically she gets, you know, amazing ingredients and puts them together and it does the same job without giving you a hole in your hand. So let's talk to Niamh, give her a call.
Hello, Norma.
Hello, is that Niamh O'Connell?
Niamh O'Connell here. How are you?
Good. You knew I was calling you. You're not my normal kind of prank caller. I thought I'd give you a bit of notice.
You're being kind to me, so.
Thanks. Yeah, you had a bit of warning. Are you free to talk?
I am, yeah. Go ahead.
Right. I was just telling the listeners there that I reached out to you not so long ago because my hands were in bits from all the sanitizers and stuff. And I've got some products from you and they've saved my life. So I'm delighted to get you on and talk to you about, I don't know, how many other people's hands have you saved in the country?
Well, we have been busy, I'm glad to say. Sanitising Botanical Spritz is going down a treat. And like you say, I think it's the smell combined with the feeling. You know, I think that resonates with people, as in we all have to embrace sanitising these days and we are all fairly sick of the sanitiser, but when we launched Happy Hygiene with this lovely product last year, it's just been so well received, which is wonderful for us. And we feel like we're doing something really good.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Years ago, you might have been laughed at, but nowadays there's so many people with allergies and reactions.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I have, but I don't like wearing artificial perfumes even. So like, even if COVID didn't exist, I would love your scents. Like, what scent had you on the go before COVID?
As in, what perfume did I wear?
Had you got into production with your perfume
yet? Yeah, well, here was the pivot moment. We had all plans in place to go and launch a botanical fragrance. So after kind of March 13th, it was like, right, are we really going to do this? Is this the right time? And it just didn't feel right. So what I love in fragrance is, you know, I love tuberose, I love jasmine, I love mimosa, and I love woody notes, even vetiver, which is quite, it's sweet, suave, woody, earthy sort of tones. And I'd spent quite a lot of time trialing various different scents, and there's so many to choose from. The hardest thing is actually to nail down and pin your colours to the mast, so to speak, and say, right, this is it, and I'm going to bottle this. But I'd gone so far with it, and then really, it was kind of, it just wasn't the right time, as I say. And it was something that I thought maybe a little frivolous in a time that was so serious. And then I sort of looked around and thought, I've all the skill set here. I've all the raw materials. I can make something. I can do something good. And I had just had a baby. So Kitty was only, gosh, she was only 6 or 8 weeks old at that stage. She was born the end of January little earlier than anticipated, a month earlier, 5 weeks earlier. So yeah, we just set about kind of going back to the bench, so to speak, and started trialing different, you know, scents to get it right. Because when you're looking at, say, a sanitizer, you're using, well, we use antimicrobial and antiseptics as such, you know, as in, so antibacterial agents. And sometimes they don't smell that great, as in, you know, you have to kind of balance between what is a nice smelling perfume aroma in tandem with something that's going to give it a bit of pow. So how do you do that? And that was, you know, sometimes the blend was, there was too much tea tree, so, or there was too much eucalyptus and it smelled like Vicks, or, you know.
Because I love eucalyptus when I'm blocked up. I mean, geez, I could nearly live on the stuff. And I love tea tree when I have an issue. Like tea tree would, tea tree is tougher than garlic. It would kill anything, I reckon.
Absolutely, yeah. And the therapeutic benefit then, you see, behind all the aromas is another thing. So like even your lemon peel, like lemon peel has that wonderful uplifting freshness. And eucalyptus, as you say, you love that because it promotes that feeling of clear breathing and supports a healthy respiratory function. So it's quite, it's quite specific in what it actually does, clearing the head and all that kind of thing.
I'm also addicted to lavender. If I pass a garden or a hedge or a ditch and there's lavender growing, and no one seems to mind because lavender is so wild, I'll grab a fist, I'll rub it between my hands and I'll smell my hands for the next few minutes.
And you know what? That's like, that's just a common thing. You know, you come across lavender pretty much anywhere these days.
Yeah.
And you're doing exactly the right thing. Like I teach our little boy, John, who's 5 and a half, all about smells and trying to, you know, I suppose, teach him about the benefits of it and, you know, how to learn with his nose. And so even outside our back door at home, we have a lavender plant growing and he regularly gets it up, scrunches up all the little heads and, you know, inhales through his cupped hands. Yeah. And that's a great lesson in, like, you know, if he wants to feel relaxed or calm down or, you know, little things like that. But lavender, I'll give you a funny one. I was on a distillation course. I did it in 2019 in the north of France, in just outside Paris, about an hour outside Paris. And at the time, we got out all our bio flasks and our lab stands. It was all very, not clinical, but fairly scientific. And we made lavender oil. So I kind of loved lavender no more than you. I really do love it. Even though years ago, you probably would have said it was your granny's bedroom. Do you know that? Or a musty cupboard that you were like, somebody's trying to hide some kind of awful scent here.
Totally.
But I was pregnant with Kitty at the time and I was probably 4 months or 3 months, not very heavily pregnant, but, you know, enough that I was waddling a bit. So when she was born, I used a lot of lavender, you know, in the hospital room. I had a C-section and I was kind of in there for a bit longer than I had planned. But, you know, I used to just spritz lavender around the room. And even now she's 15 months old and I do it and I know she loves it. And then I was reading, you know, recently about babies and from kind of when they're 2 weeks old, you know, their olfactive system is way ahead of ours. And they know their mums, obviously, you know, the way they have that, what is it? I can't remember what the name is, but their smell is so sharp, you know, they encounter odours before they're, you know, really, really small. So it's really sensitive. But I see the little kind of joy in her face when I spray lavender. And I don't know whether is it.
And also, sure, lavender puts people to sleep. Sure, lavender puts people to sleep as well. So it's a calming thing. If nothing else, it'll.
It's calming, yeah.
It'll put
very
her,
much
yeah.
so. Now, and babies see with their noses. You know, they do kind of. Their mouth and their nose are inextricably linked. They see, they taste, they.
I do remember if I was leaving my child with someone else, I used to leave my Manky dressing gown with them that had my breast milk in it.
Comfort.
Because before they could see properly, they'd go by their nose and they could still smell my Manky dressing gown with the breast milk spilt on it.
Instinctively they do. They're reassured to see by their mother's smell.
Yeah.
They know we're the ones that are going to be helping them survive, you see.
Yeah.
And so they're dependent on us. So they're like sniffer puppies.
I nearly killed my dad though with the tea tree. He I gave him echinacea and milk thistle one Christmas. And my mother had tea tree in the cupboard at the time because she wasn't well. So she used to put a bit of tea tree on a tissue if she was going anywhere to keep it in her hand to keep people's germs away from her. But didn't Dad get mixed up between the milk thistle and the echinacea and the tea tree? And wasn't he taking 20 drops of tea tree a day in water? I nearly killed him with my Christmas present. Yeah, but anyway, he survived.
He probably had a really healthy mouth.
He didn't get a flu that year anyway.
But in seriousness, with children and babies, like, where I'm certified from the International Perfume Foundation, the founder, Crazy Courtois is her name, and she did this book, and it was all about, you know, teaching children to learn through scent, and it was all through workshops for little noses, she called it. And her theory was that smelling and well-being, they're the kind of heritage gifts that we leave to our children. And she used to do these little exercises. So instead of asking children, you know, what smell do you like or that, she got them to draw smells. Wow. And they draw like their little emotions and feelings and even games through odours, like really fabulous stuff. And this is only very recently. Wow. But there's just so much to smell, I think. It's, you know, it's probably our least appreciated sense, but yes.
Yeah, my kids are a bit older. I'm just wondering, do you have to put sanitizer on babies' hands and all that kind of stuff as well, if they're somewhere, if they're touching things?
They are, you know, they're real touchy feely, like babies are.
Okay. And your product has, even though it has,
WHO is, but
even though your product has alcohol in it and everything else is natural, and the alcohol is natural and organic, is that correct?
Yes. So we use organic wheat alcohol, which is entirely different to say the alcohol you'd find in, say, a synthetic perfume or that. So by virtue of the fact that it's organic, by virtue of the fact that it's wheat organic, it's not an industrial grade. Everything we use is food grade. Yeah. So the essential oils are food grade. In fact, you could make a cake with, you know, the essential oil blend if you were so inclined.
Wow.
And we also use organic aloe vera leaf juice, and that's what gives it the softness. So, like, oh, if you equate, and I'm just saying our product alone, but we've 84% alcohol content, and you might go, Jesus, that's seriously high.
Yeah.
But it's high because it needs to be, because there needs to be a bioavailability, and this is very technical, but when you spray it on your hands and it absorbs and what's distributed around the area, the contact with the skin allows the essential oils do their job. So, you know, from that point of view, it's a COVID buster, you know, as in it's actually given a powwow to the virus.
Well, the bottom line is it has to clean the hands and keep
work.
You yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, I suppose. Here's what took us so long to get to market is because we are a registered biocide. So a biocide is what's typically under your kitchen sink or in your toilet cabinet, you know, as in your Mr. Muscles and your Duck and all those guys,
yeah.
You know, they're registered biocides. So we had to follow the same guidelines. So it's nearly like, yes, we're organic, but we also deliver what I call it's the iron fist in a velvet glove type approach,
right.
To...
And it's, you know, tougher to prove because sometimes the natural one can even be more pungent. It's more effective sometimes, the natural version.
That's it. Yeah. You know, naturals are very potent, and you have to be careful. Like when using essential oils, you are using small percentages, but to great effect, which is wonderful.
And you're the first Irish organic sanitizer. Is that correct?
We are, yeah. First in Ireland.
Wow.
Possibly in Europe. I couldn't make that claim we're certainly the first 100% certified organic hand sanitizer in Ireland. We're in the middle of there's beauty awards on in the UK at the moment. Now they won't be announcing anything till probably July, but I think we're the only one in our category. There aren't any others.
Wow.
Dr. Bronner, I think, does one, but yeah. I don't know whether that's entirely organic or how it's certified, but there's a total feel-good, Norma, about doing something that isn't just, you know, yes, it's a business, but, you know, like where we live here, we're surrounded by nature, we're in the middle of Sherlock's Town, we're just on the banks of the canal, and I'm looking out the window here now and I see he's a resident pheasant called Percy, and he just trots along, he's a little path, goes on about his business, and then he does a little trot the whole way back. It's actually gas.
Jesus.
Every single day.
Now that sounds beautiful, because I live in Dublin. I had a crow come into my kitchen earlier and a cat came in after to try and kill it because its wing was wonky. So I had to save the crow and managed to get the crow with the one wing back in a tree, and I definitely effed and blinded at the cat anyway. But 'twasn't very romantic now with canals and pheasants.
Well, no, that's it. And like even John, like little John, he'd be up there blending and he'd be smelling, and you know, we've bees as well, and even beeswax, you know, to make beeswax, and he's helped me do all those things. So he's had this like wonderful exposure to smells and using his nose, which I love, and everything to him is lavender. You know, is that lavender?
Do you grow it? Do you grow a lot of the organic?
Not for commercial. No. You wouldn't. But
where do you get your ingredients?
So we have an essential oil supplier. We've Turkey, okay. The UK, Italy, France. They're all European anyway.
Okay.
And these are all certified by the Soil Association and Cosmos. They're
and even your packaging, I think, had organic fancy cloth and all the rest of it. It just looked so beautiful.
Well, I try and use, you know, as many elements of it that are biodegradable, compostable, recyclable.
Yeah.
The only thing that isn't the atomizer, and there's nothing I can do about that at the moment,
okay.
Other than we have the refills, obviously, and you just pop the atomizer off the big family size and pop it onto the other, or even top up the little bottles. It is important.
You must be flying. Are you flying for gifts? Because someone recently
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Recently, it was an elderly person. It was their big birthday, and I couldn't think of a gift for them. They kind of have everything. Well, she was delighted with the package of sanitizers, because she's so obsessed with that, and she wanted a fancy one, and she wanted for her skin, and she loves, you know, when people come in. She said her son has awful eczema and eczema, and she you know, he can use it when he comes in as well, and she just loves the gift.
Ah, that's so lovely. Well, do you know something? It's funny you say that. Do you know how much it means to me when my phone bings, and I know it's a particular bing that it makes when it's the website, you know, orders coming in.
Yeah.
And honest to God, like, how much I appreciate that somebody has gone on, they've trusted us, and that they have, you know, placed an order. Like, honestly, it lifts my heart every single time. And I do write a little note to most people, you know, well, to everybody, to say, you know, thanks very much and wish them well. But, like, the lovely things that people do for one another, you know, you talk about giving a gift there to your friend, but we get, you know, messages from people who want to send care packages. So, you know, the little organic bag comes with the sanitizer inside, and like, people write the most gorgeous things.
Yeah.
And only recently did a lady contact me who wanted to send product into James's hospital, into the oncology ward.
Brilliant.
And like, the loveliest things, and you feel like you're sort of this channel between all this kindness. Like, you can't help but feel good about that.
That's very interesting, because really nice. With oncology, your skin is so, I remember when my mum was getting treatment, your skin is so sensitive, she could only use one type of cream, I can't remember the name of it, and it was very basic.
Yeah.
They would need sanitizer more than anyone else, because you're slightly, your immune is compromised.
Yeah, you're immunocompromised. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, God, that's
and
so
even,
important.
You know, the environment of a hospital, like, you know, you aren't putting on your normal creams and feel good, nice stuff that you normally would if you were at home. So yeah, this little spray before getting treatment, or even after getting treatment, it works, and it's a treat. And again, it's that kind of, dare I say, happy hygiene. But
part of me thought the whole sanitizer thing will come to an end, but I think it's going to go on for many, 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 many years. And have you a perfume as well that's coming out then, the one you had kind of set up before, is that coming out soon?
So like, we have, sure, I'm trying to do the divil and all here, and I've two children and run a house and help my husband and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I've been trialing so much, Norma, over the last kind of 3 months, you know, since Christmas time. And that's everything from organic shampoo, organic room diffuser, room spray, body cologne mist, and then lovely creams, so lotions. But it's getting it right. You know, it's kind of like my third child letting it out to go to school. You know, you just want to make sure has its school bag and it has its lunchbox and it's all ready.
Okay, it has to be all right, yeah.
So I am kind of, yeah.
Is it a long training process, or could you never, like, would you be always topping up and always training and doing your courses?
Yeah, you are, you're always learning, definitely. Like, I suppose, traditionally, you could do, if I was my young self and I was 21 again, or if I was an 18 again, sitting the Leaving Cert, and I always wanted to do art history in Trinity, that's what I should have done, but I didn't, and I was very bold in school, and I didn't really concentrate that much,
sure,
or work very hard. But
we
anyway,
all were. Yeah.
And so anyway, it's kind of been the circuitous route or the scenic route that I've taken, but I started training in, John was born in November 15. And around that time, I stopped working. I had been working in pharma. And that was kind of, you're on the road repping and, you know, you'd be overnights and whatever. It's just, it's a great job and everything and very interesting. But yeah, with a small baby at home, I was just like, do you know what? And I'm not the youngest mother in the world. So it was sort of, you know, it was I didn't have a baby just to kind of say, off to creche at 7 a.m. and see you at 6 o'clock. I just couldn't do it at that time. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, for me, at that particular moment, I had a little bit of flexibility. So I started, researching how could I retrain. And I've always been, I don't know whether this was when I was a child, I had adenoids problems. So my hearing was never brilliant, but my sense of smell was always that kind of instinctive guide of, you know, good and bad, safe and not safe.
Yeah,
genuinely. And it's only now that I realise, you know, like, scent memories are good and bad, you know, as in people talk about, oh, I remember the boyfriend I kissed. I don't, like, I remember that, but it's not that significant. But I remember, say, as a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old, walking home from school and rubbing my hand along the wall and what laudanum smelled like. You know, that's the, it's like a sticky, barky, tar-like smell.
Yeah. Every time I have a chamomile tea, it reminds me of the hay at home on the farm. And when I fell down, I fell down between these bales once, and I don't even know why chamomile reminds me of hay. It's not even that similar, but it's
No, it is. There's a hay note in chamomile. There is, absolutely.
Okay.
You have a good nose, Norma.
Yeah, Jesus. And I've one question as well. You know, the whole organic alcohol, this is like way off the perfume point, but the odd time I grab a Prosecco that looks organic or something instead of the other one, it might be a euro dearer, and I'm convinced that my hangover is less if it's organic.
But it is, because there's less sulfites in it.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Now, I think that's to do with the process rather than the grape, but it could be, it's often a combination of no more than essential oils, you know, it's climate, it's soil, it's how it's harvested, at what time, in what conditions, you know, so there is a bit of a follow through, or there's a correlation there, certainly. But you're on the money with the organic wine. I swear by that.
Great. I'll have two bottles of that, so, instead of the one bottle of the shite stuff. That's great. That's great.
What harm.
Come here. Thank you for talking to me, because we've had a lovely chat. And I think, have we covered anything now? Is there anything else you'd like to tell people about that they just mightn't be aware of that I've missed?
I don't know. Like, I just think smell everything. Like, you know, just use your nose. Like, you know, I think one thing that I always remember about my nose is, you know, the nose is in the middle of our face for a reason. It can't be hidden. So use it. And where, you know, you're appreciating scent, but scent is worth 1,000 pictures. It's that lovely thing that you'll hold on to more than the memory of anything else. And for me, that's why it's important. And they are kind of like, scents are, I guess, proxies for emotion. Even, you know, well-being and the physiological consequence of what you can inhale, such as the lavender helps you calm down. Like, it's real. And then your favorite smells, like, really your love smells, I call them, like the smell of your baby, like oh my god, I call it, like, Kitty in the morning time I walk in, it's like soft melted digestive biscuits dipped in milk with some sort of creamy salt. It might sound gross to many people.
Do you remember that quote from Dancing at Lunasa? I love you, Aggie. I love you more than chocolate biscuits. I'll never forget that quote from Dancing at Lunasa when the little one Rose tells her sister, I love you more than chocolate biscuits, Aggie. Oh, I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's totally.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm beginning to love lemon, actually. I love, lemon is really helping my, like eucalyptus wood, it clears my nostrils for some reason. I have a little bit of lemon through a straw so it doesn't scorch my teeth. But I love the smell of lemon recently. But you've got to listen to your body. You're kind of drawn to different smells at different times, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. And, like, there's so many studies now that prove how scents can impact both our well-being and immune system and decrease inflammation and the divil and all. Like, really.
Yeah.
If we tune into nature, I think, a hell of a lot more than we're probably doing. You know, even yeah. aromatherapy, like, that all comes from the ancient cultures and all the yeah. healing properties.
Okay.
And Chinese with their incense and their Egyptians with their embalming and the Romans and their baths, like,
totally. And
they
when
do
you're
more than we do, I think.
In the first trimester of pregnancy, I couldn't smell like anything at all. A human being, a newspaper, a coffee.
Really?
Any type of smell would have made me
anosmia.
Puke me yeah. wrong. Yeah, I didn't puke, but I just felt nauseous the whole time. It was weird, very strange. Yeah. But that's common. I mean, that is common, in fairness. Now, yeah. I have told them as well that it's esmeraldabotanicals.com is where you get most information. But
E-S-M-E-R-E-L-D-A, yeah.
E-S-M-E-R-E-L-D-A, esmeraldabotanicals.com.
And Emerald Isle.
Yes.
Esmerald, yeah.
All your updates are on Instagram. That's
Esmeralda Botanicals.
Okay. Great. And let me think, is there any other links? Yeah, Instagram is your main one and the website.
Website mainly.
Yeah.
But now I do get the odd call and I do get, you know, people writing me lovely emails and things like that. And I'm very happy with that. And yeah. very happy to chat. I had a lovely lady on the phone yesterday from Roscommon. Then now I realise that my mother's family live only down the road and she knew nearly everyone in the barrage of his gas. The social media contact and obviously the website are the main ways to find our product and to find us. But we are only a small family business at the moment, but we are growing and scaling and we will be bringing out new products very soon.
Fantastic,
Neil.
And might you open a little shop in Kildare down the line?
Do you know what I'm doing at the moment? I have my own studio at home, but it's very much, it's a sort of a smaller steel structure, and we're in the process now of building a purpose-built perfumery. So we will have, in time, we will have both the manufacturing and the actual studio on site. So my plan, or my dream, should I say, would be to do, you know, like smell therapy or smell sensations or something around smell, where you could actually, you know, a group of girls, you come and you make a little oil or you make a perfume and have a glass of wine or a gin and tonic or whatever you want, or a coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well,
that
will become a tourist thing. It'll also become groups coming out of classes, and it will also become kids with, you know, the way you do art therapy or you do whatever therapy,
yeah,
kids with
yeah.
needs
for with
olfactory
or
whatever
yeah.
it's called, sensory issues. Yeah, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
So there's the plan. There's the dreams anyway.
All right, Niamh. Thank you so much. Thank you for all glorious information.
Thanks for the call.
And I'm going to hang up now, and I'm here in the car sweating. I don't smell very nice now, to be honest. Thank God you can't smell me.
I have an organic deodorant coming as well for you, Norman.
Brilliant. That's exactly what I need. All right. Thanks,
yeah,
Niamh.
Lovely lemongrass. Thank you, Norman.
Brilliant. And I think her fella is a builder, so he might help her build that beautiful new space. And then we could all go down there and drink. She might even have organic Prosecco to have while we make perfumes and stuff. So yes, what's her website again? EsmeraldaBotanicals.com and Instagram EsmeraldaBotanicals. And what an amazing gift to give anyone, especially people who have everything or people who have skin issues. And the ingredients, unbelievable: tea tree, lavender, lemon peel, lemongrass, eucalyptus, aloe vera, God, even the wonderful alcohol. And like, tea tree will fix anything. You could clean your house, get rid of athlete's foot, deter lice, fungus, bites, acne. The Aboriginals used to use it for medicinal purposes and antiseptic. So yeah, it's around a long time. And just before I go, I read a quote from Niamh's dad, and they were talking about the price of her products. Now, they're slightly dearer than if you picked up muck inside in Deals. That'll wear a hole in your hand. But her dad's quote was, "The bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low prices is forgotten." So the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low prices is forgotten. So there you go. If you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't, you can shut your hole. And do forward this to anybody who you think might benefit from getting relief if their skin is being agitated. And otherwise, I will talk to you next week. So Instagram, Norma Shea an Actor. Facebook, here, I can't even remember. So just follow, share, do all that malarkey, and have a good week. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.